Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMass and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
B-Pod Studios.
From Gillette Stadium, it's Illac and Bertrand, sponsored by the Massachusetts Pirates on 98.5 The Sports Hub and online at 98.5thesportshub.com.
Are you stupid or something?
Stupid is what stupid does, sir.
Throws to the end zone down the middle, incomplete. Gronkowski will draw a flag, however.
All over him. Great call.
Casey Best Hayward, the guilty party.
Number 26. That foul occurred in the end zone. The ball will be placed at the 1 yard line. Automatic first down.
Snap to Rivers. The whistles interrupt play.
Delay of game.
Wow.
On the offense. 5 yard penalty. It's third down.
That can't happen 15 years into. You can't take your eyes off that play clock.
To the left, Adam in the wide open makes the catch, and then he is taken down in the open field by a dive.
If you're L.A., how are you giving him a release that's free right up to run his route, to get engaged, knock him off his route?
High arcing pass down the right side for Hogan. It's a jump ball, but it's not incomplete by Michael Davis.
Holding defense, number 20. 5 yard penalty from the previous spot.
Desmond King, of course, the Patriots, a first down.
You know what? Edelman's eating King's lunch.
It's a line drive punt by Allen. Off by Jackson. Ball pitch around to the far side. It's along the sideline. Humbert diving toward it for the Patriots. Had a shot to collect it.
The New England player recovered the ball while it was in bounds. It's New England's ball. First and 10 on the 35-yard line.
Huge.
The play clock has expired.
They call timeout.
Ron Torbert, the referee.
This is Tannehill.
Opening his mic is Rivers trying to get a timeout.
Los Angeles has called its first charge timeout of the half.
He's stupid or something.
That's awful.
Honestly, as stupid as a stupid does.
Why the Chargers are stupid. Or were stupid yesterday. Hour number two, Zolak and Bertrand from Gillette. Wow.
I dig the road unis, huh? I love the all white.
Big dummies.
It's good look.
From the quarterback on down.
Can't have the late game.
Bunch
can't.
Of dummies. You're on the road. Was the crowd that big of a factor? We were just talking about the crowd. Was the crowd so much of a factor that they couldn't get aligned? Couldn't line up before the snap?
Thought it was a good crowd. Didn't think it was the loudest I've ever heard, Gillette. No. So here's the one that bugs me about the Chargers if I was them. So you had a delay game. A delay game will happen every once in a while, like in a blue moon to any quarterback. Sometimes it happens. You got to burn a timeout. The second one where Rivers hits number 16 on that post corner, and he's out at the one. You know he doesn't get in. You could clearly see he's got his right foot's down. I wasn't sure enough if it was so bang-bang at the one that did he get his left foot down or not. The fact you didn't know it yet, they signaled a catch. And I'm waiting for the review, like maybe they could challenge this one. There was no urgency to get up to the 1 yard line to call a run to stuff it in before New England could even take a peek at it to review it. Like, you know, what are you going to wait? You're going to wait and see the replay? And then you're going to send your substitution group again? Because, okay, we are at the one. Let's send our bigs in. Then let's send the play in. Then let's get forced to burn a timeout because we're at the one and we got to burn our timeout. That was bad. That was a bad one.
Down 31 points.
Because normally...
You're down 31 points. It's first and goal, and you're using a timeout.
Like the normal...
Because you can't line up.
But the normal situational coaching points there are, okay, you practice this. Big play down the field.
Moronic.
Questionable at the boundary, in or not. We're not going to allow the refs to decide it or the other team to review because we're going to hustle, and we got the, let's go, Arapaho play called. Get up here. First sound, boom, we're snapping it. We're running a run to the left. Like, that's easy. That's simple stuff. They weren't even ready for that.
I saw plays where they would have receivers asking each other where the hell they were lining up. I saw Tyrell Williams ask his teammates and screw it up three times. They ran three guys to the left. They had trips left, and they didn't know where to go. And they're out there looking at each other, and they're fighting with each other on where to line up. They didn't know where the hell to line up. I'm like, this is a joke. This is the playoffs, dude. How do you not know by now? How many you played? You played 16 regular season games. You then played a game last week. That's 17 real games. This is your 18th real game of the year. And you don't know where the hell you're lining up before the snap? Yeah, what the hell is going on here?
Yeah, what?
And that, to me, is a combination of players and coaches. That's both.
Do you see a lot of motions? Do you see a lot of formations for them? They just, like, they line up and
no.
Here we are. We play. Let's go. So, like, the point from last week, what are you so worried about audiovisual for from last week? What were you gonna stall that was different? What did you have to just beat into their heads? So was that critical? You went back out west and did all that studying on New England? Because you didn't change anything you did defensively. They wanted the ball. They couldn't wait to attack your defense. Joey Bosa, when's Breer in? What day's that? Thursday? Friday?
Yeah, what did Joey
Thursday? Wednesday.
What did he do? Wednesday. Wednesday, I'm sorry. I lose track of days.
What did he do that was stupid?
Was he active? He
went to Ohio State.
Yeah, what does that have to do with being stupid, though?
Well, I mean, he's like Jesus in cleats on the other side of the ball.
Okay.
I don't know.
Can we talk about his shoulder pads for a second?
Can we talk about them being stupid for the segment?
What's wrong with his pads?
His tiny, little, tiny shoulder pads, barely wearing anything.
What about Michael Bennett? Looks like he's got a freaking tank top on. I can't stop looking at Bennett's arms. Like, if I was an offensive lineman, I'd take my hands and just beat the hell out of his shoulders.
Somebody's got to get Sam Bradford some of those shoulder pads.
Yes. Like Sam Bradford, he shows up like last day of pad dueling out day. Oh, here, you got the last pads. Sorry, the lineman pads. Just throw them on. Oh, we ran out of wristbands and towels, too.
Did you know that on the first Patriots touchdown yesterday, the Chargers had 10 defensive players on the field? They just forgot one.
Typical.
10 guys. They forgot the 11th guy. How much more stupid can you get?
Well, you got a substitute, you know.
What happened there? You know what? We're going to play this goal line situation. We'll do it with 10.
I can't remember which offensive series it was for them, but New England was driving, and they were going right to left. And they were down inside, the 35, and they were moving the ball. And there was a timeout. I think there was an injury. I think that kid Phillips went down. Or somebody.
Phillips did go down, yes.
Phillips was down early in the game, though, so maybe it wasn't Phillips.
He got that big rap.
And I'm looking, and Ingram and Bosa are on the sideline. What defensive combination tells you to take 54-94 off the field at any time? At least put one out there. One edge guy. You took both your good edge guys off the field. Brady's looking over. He's like, let's go. Let's snap this.
You overly impressed with Anthony Lynn. I think he's a good coach. He's got those guys playing well.
I said it last week. I think at some point,
he's not perfect.
Your gas tank runs out, man. And I think, and I saw this in the pregame. You and I talked about it in our little scene setter. They had zero energy in their warm-up.
None.
Now, they're warming up in a shaded area of the field. Okay.
No. Uh-uh.
Well, they were down the other end. That south end's a little shaded.
Uh-uh. We took stock of this pregame. The only part that was shaded before the kickoff of that game was the end zone.
Okay.
The end zone had shade, and down in that end zone where the club level is, where all the people are on the field level, that was in the shade. Their sideline, pregame, completely in the sun, and from the goal line, out.
I'm not blaming the weather. But
all in the sun. I took stock of this. I said, let's observe this.
We did. We observed it. We didn't beat it like a dead horse.
Their warm-up did not take place in any shade. They were in the sun just like the rest of the
field. They weren't ready to go.
They had guys in that warm-up who looked like they wanted to get back on the bus. So I didn't think the cold would be this huge, factor in the game. I think for a few of the guys on their roster, it was a factor. And I think once they trailed, they said that.
I think playing New England and knowing the second you beat Baltimore, like they didn't enjoy Baltimore last week. They start talking about 10 a.m. West Coast start. We're going to get on a plane. We go, hey, what's our name? Any squad, anywhere, all that stuff. We'll be ready to go. It's a good coach, great quarterback. We understand what we're up against. That's all great and all. Should we stay out there? Should we go? No, we couldn't get the audiovisual thing going. We signed a kicker. We're worried about Cordarrelle Patterson. They got to the game 3 hours prior to kick. And you know where the big door goes up, where they bring the buses into the visiting locker room? Their buses come in. Bus
story.
1, 2, and 3.
Here's another why this is stupid. This is a great story.
You're down there. Moose and Glenn, the camera guys from NBC Sports, even chronicled this because they're standing there with Reese. You're seeing it with Giardi. Giardi's there on NFL Network. You're watching them, and they're waiting to see everybody get off the bus and come in for the photo talk. So one of the meathead strength instructors or security guys gets off the bus and just starts screaming, here we go with your damn shenanigans. We can't get our damn buses in. And two of the stadiums in security down there are looking at him going, see those three SUVs, the Suburbans? Those are your owners in front of you, taking their time to get out. So if you want to scream at anybody, you could go scream at them. They're screaming like chicanery from New England on a delay that you won't let the bus in. The Chargers owners and their whole entourage took so long to get out of their cars that they held up their own damn buses.
There's a large garage door area where the buses pull right underneath the stadium. And the guy who got off the bus said, quote, "Stop effing our bus," was what he screamed at everybody underneath. "Stop effing our bus." And they looked back at him and said, "Hey, dummy, you see all these people?
Why don't you complain to that guy?
They're with you. It's the whole Spanos family. It's on them. Yeah. You want to yell at somebody.
Those people that wouldn't keep you out east.
Yell at your own crew. Yeah. As soon as they turn their SUVs around and drive out, there will be space for your bus to drive in. Dummy, get back on the bus, moron." That happened pregame. That's what happened. And they thought it was some grand Patriot conspiracy to not let them into the stadium.
Nope. Normal security.
Nope.
There.
Just your stupid owners, your stupid cheap owners that wouldn't pay for your video equipment to be able to come to the East Coast for a week.
Well, they saved all the money on that because they brought that whole entourage with them.
That would be your owners who now play in a city where they have no fans because they just couldn't accept that it was...
It's
only like $370 million they wanted to give you.
They're shutting down NBC Sports Boston, them getting off the bus and the delay there. But, I mean, like, they're telling you, okay, it's our the whole New England aura or whatever, they're out to get us or they're out to screw you or they're going to turn down. They probably ran inside and checked the temperature in the locker room. Like, they got the damn AC on or they got the heat on in here. It's always something, like, built in. Like, you're always thinking about it. As an organization, and somebody's telling that security guy to get off the bus and go yell at someone. Is that Anthony Lynn?
Not a grand conspiracy.
Yeah, no conspiracy.
No conspiracy there.
You can hear the podcast of Zolak and Bertrand on the podcast page of 98.5thesportshub.com. Here's Owen Beadle from Gillette Stadium, sponsored by the Massachusetts Pirates. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Shotgun snap, Rivers dropping back, running back, throwing toward the right side, leaping Gilmore. Intercepting in front of Keenan Allen as he lands inside the far boundary at the Charger 33.
Good for him. I mean, targets on Allen today. Since that touchdown that he had on the double move, he's basically negated him. He can officially start those buses for the Los Angeles Chargers, and that's great for Stephon Gilmore. Now, you're all pro on defense, and well deserved to be an all pro. Guys played well all year. Goes up and gets the ball to Ty's point. It's a great way to finish on defense.
Patriots won the battle in the trenches on both sides of the ball yesterday. Now, going into the game, if you had to pick a side that you're more confident in winning that battle, it would have been defensively. In terms of the pass game, we know how poor the Chargers were up front of protecting this year. And the Patriots went and took full advantage of that, but they also, Zoe, at times, started to pull some things out of the bag of tricks, and I think when they started doing that, you could see it. The Chargers got rattled, especially when Brian Flores, that is, Patriots defensive coordinator without the title of being defensive coordinator, started dialing up the cover zero plays, which I just think are awesome. Oh, teams don't know what to do with that.
That takes balls, man. That
right?
takes balls to do because you're taught as a quarterback, just find a way to buy yourself some time, just put that ball up in the middle of the field and have somebody could go get it. Some speed burner, some flyer, or a big guy, just throw it up to him. They couldn't do it. Couldn't do it. Got them every time.
Yeah, that's aggressive. That's fun. That's a fun way of playing defense. Even when it's not cover zero, even when it's a play where you're just bringing more guys, you're showing more than what you're actually bringing.
And once you bring it, now all of a sudden you're in panic. You're in panic mode
because they panicked.
We got to change everything. We got to max protect. We got to keep somebody extra in. And then that's when 70% of the time you bail. You get out.
Thanks. See ya.
Oh, crap. We kept everybody in. Now it's only a two-man route. What am I going to do? and air mail it out of bounds.
Yeah,
or that's when he got flushed out of bounds. He got forced to throw it away.
Chargers didn't really have an answer for that. What did you make of Brian Flores' day yesterday?
We had a good day, man.
He really did, didn't he? And now that he's going to be the head coach of the Miami Dolphins.
I mean,
there's more attention being paid to, you know, how does he command things on the sideline?
Numbers may have not been perfect yesterday for Hightower. We've had so many games here in the past, like a Seymour type game, where, what do you mean he only had a half tackle? He dominated the whole damn game. Every time Hightower was lining himself to sacrifice stuff on those games, or he would take two people out to allow Flowers or Claiborne to loop underneath on those TE games off the edge. And then moving around, I thought this is the best Hightower has moved in a while. That's rest. See, that's what 2 weeks resting does for you. It's why the bye is critical. You don't see Chargers flying around. They played hard and are flying around.
Yeah,
they didn't have the energy yesterday. They didn't come out ready to go. Like, that's we noticed that early, but I didn't want to put too much on body language. That's a good team. You know, they're either the second or third best team in the AFC. That team right there. You look at them and you think, oh, okay. Maybe that's them. Maybe that's their demeanor. Maybe that's the way they operate. You don't need to be Baltimore. You need to be the Jets coming here running your mouth, throwing helmets. Everybody gets motivated to get ready a certain way. You know, people will be making a lot of stuff. Well, this guy's on this bus or that one. And they didn't get the 13 wins by accident. You know, you don't win that many games on the road by accident. They were doing something right. So, what about your beard?
You want to know what the Patriots are?
Well, here's the problem.
Since the rally beard started?
Well, here's your problem.
They're 3-0.
Jim.
We know they're 3-0.
What was that streak? 21 straight, right? Most ever? Like,
Carol, this is over at the Super Bowl.
Oh, no.
Yes, it is. That was stated in the very beginning.
So we want to get another one next year.
Maybe if necessary.
You don't want that thing on us. You want that on you in
the
summer.
Necessary.
That would suck being in a cave.
We felt it was necessary after losing at Pittsburgh.
Well, let's shave it after Super Bowl.
The Patriots.
You did. You said Super Bowl. Yeah.
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 Patriots are 3-0, and have outscored opponents 103-43 since the rally beard started.
I ain't growing one. I ain't doing it.
Well, no, it's too late.
And
for
a whole
you.
Bunch of those points came in garbage time.
Doesn't matter. Does not matter one bit.
We don't want enough. We don't want any bandwagon rally beard type stuff too. We got enough ugly people in Boston.
We don't need to add any more.
Oh, you want it to think? You want it to become a thing?
No, don't. We don't need a Movember. Jumpsuit January.
What is that?
It's that Barstool thing. They sell those crazy jumpsuits.
Oh.
They all wear the same suits. Yeah. Pardon my take.
Here I was thinking that was like a charity thing or something, but it's not. Yeah, that's all. You've done well. It's done well. 617-779-0985.
Portnoy's tweet prior to the game yesterday. Preseason's over. Patriots season starts today.
Chad is in Medford.
Funny.
Hey, Joe, I'm glad you brought up Hightower because Ted Johnson ripped him on Felger and Mass. Said years ago he would have been a lawyer, Malloy. Belichick would have cut him. He's been playing hurt, I think, all year. He played dynamite yesterday. Huh. I love it.
You said he's hurt.
I think he's. You don't think he's hurt? Yeah,
no, he's got a knee. He's got a bad knee. He's had
right.
But I don't think there's anything like he's dealing with. He's breaking down as an older player.
Right.
But you deal with it.
Gronk played blocked excellent yesterday. He was
he
only
killed people.
Once. I mean, but Brady, I mentioned to you last week, the running game opens up everything. Sony Michel, Maz is bragging on him. What do you have, 130 yards and White 15 catches? It opens, it opens everything else up. You mentioned Josh Gordon. No, we don't need him, but when he did play, so you have to admit, he was statistically the best receiver.
No, I understand that. I prefaced it with that. Like the talent alone is going to make you go to him, but I'm just saying the way the offense operates. I mean, like a guy like Deion Branch. How many teams out there in the league wants a guy like Deion Branch? But worked phenomenally here. Walker worked great here. You know, Edelman works great here. When they go to Hogan, and and there's a guy like Hogan. You know, you go back to that AFC Championship game last year. You go back to those games against the Steelers. We're not really doing much, and all of a sudden, boom, you get like an 8 or 9 catch type game.
Boom.
Boom. You know, like, they're going to worry so much about getting on Edelman now next week. Eric Berry, he didn't play this past week. What are you going to do? Is he going to go? Is he not going to go? It's going to be 5 degrees. How's his knee going to feel? You know, who's going to run around? Is he going to cover?
No, I'm just wondering where the Josh Gordon people are today. The people that,
I give Dorsett a lot of credit because I just think he runs really good routes. He's not a great receiver, but it works here, and I think Brady knows where he's going to be. And if it's a stick route, if it's third and six, I think Brady knows he's going to eight, pushing it back to six. He's not going to cut the route short. And if I expect him to be somewhere, he's going to be there. Something to be said for that. There were times where Gordon pulled up here or there, they had to worry about, is he engaged? Is he engaged? Let's hold his hand. Let's get him going. And it got to the point where, you know, without Edelman feeling great, Brady had to rely on him. And forced it. Like, you don't see him force it to Dorsett. If it's there, he'll go to Dorsett. If it's there, he goes to Edelman. You know, Gronkowski, it seems, he would force it to him over the last several weeks, trying to get him up and going. He didn't force the ball to him yesterday. But you piggyback off what he did against the Jets there, where he swatted the guy, ran him over, the play gets called back, hits him on a slant yesterday. He shows him he could still do it in a passing game. That's why I think he's chewing his ass out when he went vertical. Like, what are you breaking that out for? I'm throwing it there. It's there, man. Let's go. Let's go. If they get him up and running this week, Jesus, what are you prepared for? You better worry about 28. That's another thing. 13 balls the backs caught last year on 15 attempts. How do you go into the game thinking they're not going to go? They're not going to go to the backs. They never adjusted. Then he throw Burkhead in after a quarter and a half. Get him his ass going. That was an impressive day yesterday.
They're not that different without Josh Gordon than they were with him. That is held up.
I don't know. Is their team sitting there looking at, boy, maybe we should have went in on McDaniels. That looked pretty good yesterday.
Yeah, they game planned it.
Yeah.
They game planned.
That was a hell of a game plan.
They attacked the weaknesses out of the gate. That's what they did.
There wasn't one same formation, same structure, same play. Like that, nothing was run the same.
I'll tell you something. It's not going to look that way next week. It's going to be a different.
Tighten it up.
It's going to be different. Won't be exactly that same thing that you saw yesterday.
That old line. You play like that next week, we got shot, man.
Zolak and Bertrand are live from Gillette Stadium, sponsored by the Massachusetts Pirates on 98.5 The Sports Hub and streaming on the Sports Hub app.
It's time to read.
Strap yourself in, Hardy.
And react.
I'll bring the jelly pudding.
With Zolak and Bertrand.
To the window! To the wall!
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
It's Read and React. Hardy is in our Town Fair Tire Studios in 98.5 The Sports Hub. Zoe and I are at Gillette today in Foxborough. So we're doing it from two different spots. But Hardy, take it away.
Yeah, we can do this. Come on.
Read.
They're not bad fans. They're bad people.
React.
We begin with the Chiefs.
Providence.
Beat the Colts 31-13 on Saturday. Andy Reid's post-game locker room speech.
Ho, 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 ho. Huh? Anybody know what that is?
Two more, baby.
Yes, sir. I'm proud of you, man. I'm proud of you. Big D, man. How about those Chiefs? There we go.
Take care of your body starting tonight. Oh, yeah. Let's recover. Get your feet back under y'all, dog. Y'all know we still on task, man.
Yes, sir.
Stay focused.
Yes,
stay
sir.
Focused, dog.
Yes.
Bam on three. One, two, three.
Bam.
So they have a Brady. They have a Brady, too. Take care of your body.
That's
Get
right.
Off your feet. Hydrate.
Do you know what the beginning of it is when he says, you know what that is when he does the
ho, ho, ho?
Ho, 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 ho.
He's Santa.
Right?
Maybe they miss Christmas.
I don't get that.
I don't get it either.
But Hardy, think about it.
What does that mean?
Like in the olden days, like when you're in your castle and say you don't know what Christmas is and you have a kingdom. And the king says, maybe we're not going to do Christmas until like 3 weeks from now. Maybe I want to do Christmas when I want to do it. Maybe they didn't even know. What is Chief's kingdom?
Oh, I see where you're going with this.
I don't know what that all means.
Hear this a lot. Last 2 days, Chief's kingdom. Something new, I guess.
It's a thing.
I put it out there on Twitter last night. Think I get somebody chirping me from Kansas City. Nobody's got anything on it.
It's like Red Sox Nation. What does it mean?
Well, Red Sox Nation is an actual thing. They actually sold membership cards and took money for
that. Well, go to Chiefs.
People actually called and signed up. That is a real thing.
That doesn't make it a thing.
No. It's a real thing with the Chiefs. Go to ChiefsKingdomRewards.com. Chiefs Kingdom Rewards is a personalized year-round experience for all Chiefs fans. Here, members can manage their account and tickets.
I understand. Okay, that's nice.
Articles, videos, and earn and redeem points for unique Chiefs prizes.
I mean, that's cool and everything. Every team has this. No, but every team has this.
So instead of Red Sox Nation, it's Chiefs Kingdom.
It sounds like a Midwest amusement park.
It makes me want to go to King Richard's Fair or Epcot Center.
I'll go to Chiefs Kingdom Reward. I got enough. We can get a free admission and a free frozen lemonade once we get there.
Does Chiefs the Fair Kingdom. Maiden get in for free?
Right.
It's going to be hard to do.
React.
The Rams beat the Cowboys 30-22. One of our favorite guys, Aqib Talib.
I love him.
Post game.
January football about running the ball, playing defense, man. Everybody know that. So you look at all of the past Super Bowl champions, man. That's what it's about, man. So that's what we put emphasis on. That's what everybody, that's what all four teams next week going to put emphasis on. So see whoever come out and execute the best.
Wow, he does summarize it pretty well, doesn't he?
Oh, he was better with Goff in the postgame. Goff was doing a national
interview. It's about running the football? Is that what he said?
About playing defense, about running the ball, playing defense, man. Everybody know that. So
yeah, everybody knows
Gurley. Gurley. He's like taking out Goff's hands.
Two 100-yard rushers.
Do you have the other clip where he was snatching souls?
That's an antiquated take on the playoffs. Is what it is.
All right, well, you have to tell that to Aqib Talib.
I'll take it with him.
He's old school, though. I like him.
Another one of our favorite guys, Sean McVay. He had a post-game locker room speech.
Oh, boy.
Don't worry, it's short. Whoa, wait a second. Hold on. I don't know where that locker room speech is. It appears it's missing. Well, all right, we'll see if we can...
Maybe get a job with another team or something. Maybe it's the new offensive coordinator.
Okay, here we go. Here's Sean McVay's post-game locker room speech.
Hey, you can't say enough about that team effort right there. How about the defense? Yeah. Stopping the run. Yeah. Hey, how about the offense? Rushing for 275. Yeah. Let's go. 200 plus 100-yard rushers. Where's C.J. Anderson at? Enough about the O-line. Right. Hey, and our leader in this first playoff dub, check it off. Final four next week. Andrew Whitworth. Yeah. Bam, bam, three. One, two, three.
Wow, they got a good crowd in there.
They got a lot of people in that locker room.
Wow. Those guys are into it.
You know who he looks like?
Who?
I've been dying. And I'm like, who the hell does Sean McVay look like?
Who's he look like?
This kid that plays, is from Orange, not Orange County, but what the hell? Who's a rapper? He was a comedian. Hardy, help me out on this. The movie
Jamie Kennedy?
Yes.
Yep. Is that his name?
Got a little Jamie Kennedy Shermanator look to him.
Ooh, I like that.
He's like B-Rad. Right?
Be hearing that one anymore.
Gonna miss that song.
Saints beat the Eagles 20-14. After the game, running backs Alvin Kamara and Mark Ingram were seen in the locker room wearing ski masks. Ski masks?
What for?
Well, I don't know. Let's see.
Why are you guys in the ski masks?
All right, man. So, man, we've been on the ski mask tip. Hey, yo, that's his sack dance celebration for years. You know, so when he got hurt last year, we all started doing the ski mask. And then Mike T ran out with the ski mask. When we played the Eagles, he ran out the tunnel with the ski mask on. And them boys got a ski mask on the next week. So, you know, it's just a little something.
It's a copycat league.
Yeah.
It's a copycat league.
Yeah. Monkey see, monkey do. Yeah.
They do this back and forth with teams. Like Antonio Brown would do that vroom, vroom, like one-legged thing, that dance he did after scores. So Mike Thomas started doing vroom, vroom in that Pittsburgh shootout a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And then they got into it with Cam Newton where they sent him the broom for sweep. They swept his ass. So they sent him a broom. And then Cam Jordan sent him a bottle of Jordan wine. I sacked your ass so much. They're pretty thicky going back and forth.
But the whole thing with, why are you wearing ski masks?
All right, man. So
they're making fun of
him. We've been on the ski mask tip. Hey, yo, that's his sack dance celebration for years.
Yeah, but why is ski mask?
You know, so when he got hurt last year, we all started doing the ski mask.
Why? Why
so somebody
ski
got
mask?
Hurt during a robbery. And we was going to wear the mask and go to a holdup. Like, I thought when he got asked that, when Sean brought that case of money in, we all said, man, we're going to take that money and run.
Right. Something.
Give me something. Yeah.
Right, that's cold. So we wore a ski mask. There's no base explanation for anything.
There's some sort of pop culture reference we're missing here.
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's typical us, guys.
I think we're missing something.
Over on the other side of the game, Eagles receiver Alshon Jeffrey talked about his drop that led to, well, what was the game-clinching interception?
Everything in the locker room, we all down. Like I said, I let my teammates down. I let the city of Philadelphia down. That's on me. We'll be back next year for sure.
Where do you go from here personally?
One play don't define me. I mean, all the greats had missed game-winning shots, dropped passes, touchdowns. So it happens. It's part of football. I mean, I just hated the way it happened in the playoffs, and it was a defining moment.
Going to be back next year? I don't know. How do you feel about this team next year?
What do you do? My question was, and I don't know what it is. I was rooting for them.
You're rooting
like
for the Eagles?
They got a 14-zip. Patriot players knew it right away. Yeah, after the game, I'm coming out, and I saw two of them. They're like, you hear about the Eagles? I'm like, no. I was doing post-game, fifth quarter. They go, they're up 14-zip. Like, they didn't care. Like, I think they're, like, rooting for a rematch or something.
Part of me thought, imagine if there was a rematch.
Yeah. But how about, like, what do you do as an organization if Foles takes you there again?
That, to me, is
it's a serious question. That's two in a row, man.
Fun.
Yeah.
If Foles were to win again last night.
Because I know Wentz is like, hey, high five. Congratulate. Nice throw. It's something in the position where you ain't root for the other guy, man. Especially when you think you're the guy. It's tough.
To put them in
they would be in a
spot.
Tough, you know, and that isn't on Foles to pick.
Tell me you didn't
Jeffrey,
enjoy that
ball. Right in his hands.
Tell me you didn't enjoy that ball going right through Alshon Jeffrey's hands. Yeah, you did a little bit. I did.
I don't know.
I was like, ah!
You said you were rooting for him, though. You were rooting for the Eagles?
Something for me, root for him, yeah. Because I like, that's kind of cool as an underdog to go in there and win, man. They went into Chicago, they won. That team was dead 4 weeks ago, 5 weeks ago, 6 weeks ago. Actually, dead. People had them dead in the water.
I couldn't watch it again. I could not watch it again.
You couldn't have a Patriot Eagles Super Bowl.
Nope.
Again. Wow.
Nope. I could That'd not do that again. Nope.
By the way, four.
Go ahead.
4 weeks ago, a quote from Alshon Jeffrey to NJ.com. Mm-hmm. Hands down, I think I've got the hands in the league.
Not good. I got Lane Johnson chirping me after the game.
What did you think was going to happen after you say something like that?
Yeah. Guess what, Alshon? You don't. You don't have the best hands in the league.
You're the working class hero, and we know Zoe's kind of a diva.
React. And that's it for Read and React, gentlemen.
Thank you, Hardy.
You're such a blue collar guy, Beetle.
Working class hero.
Let me feel your hands.
Working class hero. You want to feel them?
No.
I'm not the one with the bottle of lotion.
Oh, Hardy.
Today.
Counting money all your life.
So, Mrs. Kraft, Jonathan's wife.
Yep.
Big, big fan of Hardy.
Oh.
Likes us. Clarified. Yeah, she does like us, but something interesting with that Hardy cat.
Must be the beard. She really likes
it. I don't think so. I haven't heard a lot of positive things about
the beard.
She finds
it hot.
No, it's his quick wit, his delivery. Mm. Just very talented.
She's talented. Guy. Smart woman.
Yeah. And Harry goes, where's Adolfo now? he used to be a big, big fan of Adolfo. I said, I don't think they've seen him.
I think did an appearance at maybe his birthday party once.
It was at Bar Mitzvah.
Ah. Hmm. Special guest.
Sure is.
I'm not getting into this.
No. I can't believe it.
Yeah, I think it's best to leave that alone.
Yes.
We'll get back to your calls.
From Gillette Stadium, it's Zolak and Bertrand. Sponsored by the Massachusetts Pirates on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Tom Brady was excellent, of course. He didn't do anything wrong. But a lot of guys could have thrown to receivers who every receiver was open for, like, by 10 yards. He threw into zero tight windows. He faced zero pressure. Tom Brady was dead last against the blitz this year. In the NFL, among starting quarterbacks, he was awful against the blitz. So what did Lynn scheme up there on the other side? No blitzing, no pressure at all. And he just picked apart the zone, and they never made an adjustment.
Max Kellerman this morning on... What is he on? What is
I don't even know. Now? I'm so far past this crap.
First take. Used to be Cold Pizza.
A lot of shows hammer it.
I thought it
been First Take
it.
For a while.
I thought it had another new name. It's still First Take?
Oh, Skip Bayless moved to Speak for Yourself. That's on Fox.
Ah, right. Okay. I don't watch any of these shows.
Is he still on ESPN? Is Kellerman an ESPN guy?
Yeah.
Like, I don't even... That doesn't even bug me anymore. His takes are so stupid. Like, this was going to happen probably at 2 o'clock today.
What's going to happen?
Sonny Michel get no credit for yesterday, and the offense line was great, and you could have probably ran through the hole. Like, that's what I'm anticipating. That's like when you have a take and it blows up, you gotta rephrase the take.
How good was the offensive line yesterday?
He's on 17th. Oh, they were great.
They're excellent.
That's I saw Dante after the game. I said, and Dante was the one guy I sought out after the game. Like, hey, I know what you put into it. Like, you got their asses firing on all cylinders. He goes, yeah, we're all right. All right. Typical Dante. He didn't want to really say much.
I'll give Kellerman some credit on his take. The part about no adjustments, true.
Yeah, we handled that.
Chargers made zero adjustments in that first half. None.
But there are other teams that never made adjustments, and there are guys wide open where Brady airmailed guys all year long. Or bailed out of throws, or had Hogan open in the end zone, or blew a timeout. Brady was perfect yesterday. And he's taking away from how good Brady was.
He said that he didn't face any pressure. I disagree with that.
He got rid of the ball. They brought that. I kept saying, I said it to Bob. I can't believe how quick the ball's coming out. Like it is, it's out.
But exactly.
But he knew where to go with it. That's the mental part of it. Miami was not good for him.
The offensive line was really good, right? They had a really good day. But the ball was out so quick that if Bosa or Ingram made a move, by the time they would get there, the ball was gone.
Ingram figured out twice to the point where I'm not getting there. I'm just going to jump and try and tip it.
Did Bosa and Ingram have a bad day?
See, I thought Ingram was better than Bosa.
Okay, but did either of them have a bad
I don't know. Bob said he called Bosa's name twice.
Exactly, because like, there were no plays being made.
What? How many snaps?
But does that mean that they were bad? 70? They didn't have a chance to disrupt anything, which speaks to how good the Patriots were. That's how they neutralized
it. Do what Houston did 3 years ago. Take
so quick.
We heard stuff all week about kicking Ingram down inside. Then move him around.
Okay.
Take a merciless shot up the middle. Do something.
Because the Patriots were able to expose their secondary and expose that zone for all of the entire first half. And because early on their first drive, they didn't try to pick apart the zone. They just took what was there. James White. Sonny Michel even caught a pass on that.
Then go man.
They ran the crossers with Edelman, which, again, zone beaters.
Go cover zero.
Right?
Like, go cover zero. Bring it all. On the
first
Send the house.
They're not going to do it on the first drive.
No, but I'm saying after you're getting your ass kicked. Like,
and what would that have done? See, I don't think that would have made a difference, though.
Brady would have probably just put it up in the middle, and somebody would have went and got it.
And the ball would have been gone, and you would have had all this extra.
You don't think 11 would have beat 20?
You would have had all these extra rushers that would have done nothing.
Yeah.
So I don't look at it and say, Ingram and Bosa had a bad day. Well, what real opportunity did they have?
Well, then it even plays more to how well Brady played and knew where to go with the ball, because you gotta still distribute the ball. Like, we've seen him go to places with the ball where, uh-oh, look at this snippet of film, this little GIF or GIF. There's a guy, there's James White, wide open in the flat. Why is Brady forcing the ball to Edelman again over the middle? Or why are you laying out Chris Hogan 2 years ago, getting him hurt, going to the wrong spot? Heard that.
And if Bosa and Ingram were having such a bad day, why did you need the help blocking from Rob Gronkowski? If they were having such a bad day, if they were so useless, why did you require the help?
I think it was scripted. Gronk
because they're good players.
Gronk was deployed in route.
Because they're good players, and if you give them more than half a second, they're going to make a play.
Ingram played 74 snaps, had two tackles. Bosa played 69 snaps, had one assist.
They're two very, very good edge guys.
Yeah.
Like, we say, and we look like, we like Trey Flowers. We think Trey Flowers is a great player. Like, they're above Trey Flowers, and they got two of them. That's... You do something. You mix it up. Yeah, I know he's saying that, but, I mean, it's just that, of course, he will never. I mean, you can't. Then you become a moron. Then you have no, what are you doing there? Like, you have no clout. He's trying to give himself clout. You say, and chuckle at it. It's funny. It's a funny man. It's his thing. It's like, Rob Parker's the same way. Like, I don't know how much, you and I have done a lot of shows. We really don't. We don't sit here for hours and crush Kellerman or Parker because that's their one take, and they're going to ride that take until that take's dead. Can't come back from that stuff. Stephen A. is going to have a tough time. We're supposed to sit here and, I know it was out. Here's my top five quarterbacks left in the draft who I'd take, and Stephen A. had it. I can't sit there and look at that when you didn't know Hunter Henry was on injured reserve from a knee injury. You can't go to those type of guys. So we sit here and pick football guys that sort of know what they're talking about. We'll talk about Schefter. We'll talk about Rapport. We'll
Kellerman's just full of crap, though, if he tries to tell you that Brady didn't put it into tight windows at times. He hit
the two throws to Edelman. Ridiculous. The two throws to Edelman were unbelievable. That good. The throw to Dorsett. His back foot hit. I don't even think he looked at Dorsett on the touchdown.
Max.
Back corner.
Which throws did Brady miss? Which throw? Which singular throw? Which ones did he miss on, Max? Tell us. And he can't. Can't tell us that. That part is bull crap. If you watch the game, you know how good Brady was yesterday.
Well, this is where you take stats and you just like Brady statistically was good. But he's been statistically good like that, but people would take it and say, well, he really didn't play
your statistics.
Thank you.
Brady looked better yesterday than he's looked all year.
Thank you.
Take your stats and shove them.
Okay. I
don't care what the stats say. When do we start caring about the stats?
That's two really good weeks and 3 weeks where he was good. He was good against the Jets. I know he airmailed Hogan over the middle there, but four touchdowns, no picks. Comes out yesterday, guns a-blazing. He's looked as hell. I mean, the feet, the footwork, and his ability to slide in that pocket, and the timing, and the clock in the head. That's quintessential old-school Brady-type stuff, which is very dangerous for Kansas City.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.